It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I had been living in New York and working there as an actor and director and choreographer for 25 years or so, and I really felt I needed a change. I imagined in my fantasy, I suppose, that when I came here, I would have a completely different life. Perhaps a construction worker or one of those guys that works on those high wire things that with a hard hat, you know, that sweeping sort of hat and with the chaps. But that didn't really work out. I began to realize, I guess, that the theater was still in my blood, and what I had to do was make use of that. So I offered my services to the high school here, and they accepted, and I began to teach drama. And within about 6 months, I had formed the Blaine Community Players. My first show was Barefoot in the Park, which was an absolute smash. But my production on the stage of Backdraft was what really got them excited. This whole idea of in-your-face theater really affected them. The conceptualization, the whole abstraction, the obtuseness of this production to me was what was interesting. I wanted the audience to feel the heat from the fire, the fear, because people don't like fire poked in their noses. You know, when you get a cinder from barbecue right on the end of your nose and you kind of make that little face, that's not a good thing. I wanted to have the sense memory of that. So during the show, I had someone burn newspapers and send it through the vents in the theater.
Coming to you live from the WJFK studios in the historic radio district of Fairfax, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, Joe Ardinger, and Katie. And now, here's Mike.
Billy Jean.
See, now I get to sing today.
If you like.
Is he singing out? Oh, this is a long one.
Well, I extended it for you.
How long does it go?
About here.
You mean he's going to start singing right now? Michael Jackson on KHJ. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Nice. We're not on that radio station. I shouldn't have mentioned those call letters.
Not yet.
We are on great radio stations all over this fruited plain, though.
Yes.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. It is Wednesday, August 6th, 2008. And here is our phone number, 877-365-3636. Call us, won't you?
I hope so.
We'd sure like to chat with you. How are you, gentlemen?
A big swooping hat.
We're well.
I never properly introduced you guys. To my right is Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Well, hello there.
And over here is Mr. Rob Spiewak.
How do?
And we are here. It is hump day. As soon as we get over hump day, we are on the fast track. We are on ski slope, heading down to the excitement that is the party on the 8th.
2 days, Mike. 2 days.
I can't wait. How about you guys?
Yeah. I'm very eager.
But I better not go to the Palm before that again.
Why?
Do either one of you know how banged up I am today?
No clue.
You look great.
Oh, my God.
You are covering it so well. Is that new makeup?
I am wiped out.
I can normally spot it.
Yeah, so I closed the Palm last night.
Oh, get out of town.
I didn't tell either of you guys in the office, too. I had to save that till right now.
You look refreshed.
I feel like crapola.
No, you got good color.
I visited an old friend last evening.
Is it named Jameson?
Yeah.
Oh, Mike.
And perhaps there was another one named Redbreast.
Oh, so you started with wine?
I started with wine.
Uh-huh. And then we
went for a little after-dinner drinky-poo, and it ended up being a very, 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 you know, and a late night there is like 11 o'clock.
Yeah, but
so
at risk
was,
of being an old queen, your eyes are sparkly.
Thank you so much.
Good.
I recovered. I hydrated and I rested. I feel fit as a fiddle and ready for love.
I've got some of that vitamin B for you.
Oh, boy. What a time we had. I don't remember. I want to thank Tim and the bartenders last night at the Palm.
Do you recall their names?
I wish I could. Maybe one guy's name. It might have been Wayne and maybe Veronica. But I could be totally wrong.
Veronica was the lady?
Yeah, the lady! Thank you, Rob. See, I'll miss those today. Those I will miss today. I'll steamroll right past those. You'll get a million of those in today, and I won't even stop for them
for a
second.
We'll play slow pitch for the first
break.
But
one of the things that came out of hanging out a little longer was chatting with this guy. I have no idea whether this was true or not, but I believe a gentleman at the very end of the evening who I was chatting with is Tony Stewart's agent.
That makes sense.
I don't know whether that's true or not. I don't want to, you know, he might be a guy that's just says that he's Tony Stewart's agent, but I think he was telling the truth.
I would think so. That's sort of an obscure.
But Beth Ann, I swear to God, I think Carla's got phone numbers. If I'm not mistaken, I think
that'd
she's
be
got
great. If we could have Tony Stewart,
no, not to get Tony Stewart. She wants to. Agent. She wants to leave with the guy.
I see.
Yeah, she's dumping me, and she's going far, far away. But I believe that's what happened. That's
or
the only exciting thing
would
that
do.
Happened
just,
to me.
Just book his agent.
But I didn't talk. I didn't want to talk about the Palm to tell you that I'd met potentially Tony Stewart's agent.
No, no.
I want to tell a story about age.
Oh,
and
okay.
Aging.
I'm listening.
Like the way they treat the steaks there?
No, not the quality meat they serve at the Fabulous Palm restaurant.
Best restaurant in any
and
town.
And I used a gift certificate last night. Yeah. That's and I want to how did we get those? Do we remember?
They gifted us.
Did they give them to us?
Yeah, I think for
I think
Christmas.
They remembered us at
Valentine's.
Christmas.
Well, Tim, Tim is a great guy. Tommy Giacomo is a great guy. All the people with that restaurant chain. You know, there's a it's hard to describe when you walk in, but it's got that kind of good old boy kind of feel to it.
Never once, and we've eaten in every city we've been to the Palm. Never once have they treated us anything less than fabulous in any of those restaurants.
Well, it's just, you know, it's very exciting for me to walk in somewhere and just to, you know, see a person and you go to your table and you don't say you have a reservation. You know, they know who you are and they like you and I'm crazy.
Making your way in the world today.
I'm crazy about this guy, Tim. But as we sit down, one of the nicest things about this restaurant, and for anybody that's ever been in one, is they have all those cutesy little pictures on the wall. And I remember when Don and I
painted to the wall. Yeah.
Don and I first got our pictures put on the wall of the Palm in downtown Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. It was kind of a cool deal.
Oh, God,
sure.
Yeah.
I think Don and I probably went to the Palm about 11 times in 2 months because, you know, hey, oh, there I am. Yeah, put me over at this table. Yeah, so, oh, look at that. My picture right above General Norman Schwarzkopf. What a thrill that is. However, it has changed now because you know you're getting elderly when you go into a restaurant and you look over at a picture of you that appears to be a young boy.
Oh, no. It doesn't match anymore?
It doesn't. You could put my head next to that head, and it doesn't look anything like me.
So you don't want to sit next to that picture
I've got
anymore.
This Blackstone, the Magnificent beard, this jet black beard that's...
You should revisit that in real life.
And you know what's wonderful about my lady? Let me give my wonderful good lady Carla a compliment.
Please.
Because Carla doesn't look at me, you know, as an old person. She really doesn't. And I'm 49 years old, and I don't look at myself as a...
Okay, Mike.
And so she looks at the picture, and I'm looking at this jet black Blackstone beard, and my beard is now gray. And I'm looking at this picture, and I'm looking at the bouffant haircut from the 1980s. And I look at this thing, and Carla says... I don't think they got the eyes right.
That's nice. That's a fine compliment.
I said, yeah, Carla, go over there and put some big bags under them.
That's
exactly what you should do. But that's just my little story from the Palm last night.
You know,
it was very interesting.
That reminded me of something I haven't thought of in a while. You know, they put you and Don, your pictures up on the wall of the New York Palm, the one that's on like 52nd,
yeah, we're not in L.A., though. Are we in
not
L.A.?
Not on the Los Angeles, but in the New York Palm, I remember one particularly drunky night.
Yeah.
You autographed them, except your autographs were done by me.
Ah, that's right.
And I recall the maitre d' came over and asked why I was writing on the wall, and I had to explain. I do all their signatures.
That's what I'm doing right now. Do you think we're still on the wall of the Palm in New York?
I don't know.
And I'm not sure if we're on the wall of the Palm in Washington, D.C. anymore.
Depends on
because they
how.
Did a big remodel down there, and I'm not sure whether we survived it.
I think they did. I think you're in that little room when you come in and the bar is straight ahead, and there's like almost like a private room to the right.
When you achieve this level of celebrity, which is lower than circus clowns, you know, you got to grab for everything you can get.
I understand.
As far as we are concerned, being on the wall of a restaurant is a very big deal.
That's good.
Very, very exciting
sure.
for me. So,
in the L.A. Palm, I sat near Maury Amsterdam's picture.
Yo, who did I sit underneath last night? Rosie O'Donnell.
Really?
And whoever the artist was for Rosie O'Donnell, that was a generous man.
Really?
I was sitting underneath. I was sitting underneath a very thin-faced woman. I was not sitting underneath the troll that we know today.
Did the picture steal any of your fried onions?
That was it. It's a fun place to go. And we
great
did have
restaurant.
A very, very good
I'll
day.
I'll see them Saturday.
I have an issue now that I would like to address with dog people around the country. This is very significant for me. I'd really like to know why Beluga or Bailey, we have two pugs, basically.
Right.
You know, the fact is the guy that Carla works with brings his pug over to the house every day because I really don't know why he does, but he does. So Bailey and Beluga, hang together all day long.
It's
and they're
social
the,
thing.
They're the greatest low-maintenance dogs you will ever run into because they sleep almost 24 hours a day. These dogs, Bailey comes over and spends the day with us, but Beluga will sleep with Carla and myself. Not, what am I saying, Carla and me? No, with Carla.
Sure.
It's the whole ritual. And, you know, if I try to get Beluga to come over to my side of the bed, Beluga will just go, right. And I've told you the looks he gives me. Swear to God. I literally have gotten so mad at this dog that I'll say things like, oh, well, okay, well, go F yourself.
Terrible
then.
Things you'll say.
You know, and he walks.
Like
I do. Maybe they perceive it. Maybe they understand
they
what I say.
They hear tone.
But
I think.
This is a dog. Mm-hmm. This is a dog that is seriously giving me attitude. And at one point, I've told the story about how I try to get Beluga to jump up into my lap.
You have tried to be friendly with Beluga.
I try to get him to jump up into my lap. Right. And then I'll say, come on, Beluga. Come on. Come on, right up here. Right up here, Beluga. Jump right up into my lap. Come on, let's go, Beluga. And he just stands there.
And stares.
And then he does his nervous yawn.
Oh.
That's what dogs do sometimes when they're stressed out a little bit. At least I've been told.
Okay.
I don't know whether it's true or not, but he does this, hey, stress. No, too stressful. Too stressful to get in Daddy's lap.
And then, so he talks like David Archuleta?
And Carla. Hi, I'm Beluga.
No. Hello. Hey, Mike.
You know that guy that used to call us Beluga?
Yeah, I remember.
I love that guy. So he won't do that. I'll try for 5 minutes. And then Carla, mocking me, will say, and he jumps up into her lap.
Yeah.
Just 100%. So now there is another form of behavior. I get up this morning, and I'm going from the bedroom into the office. The upstairs office,
right.
And I smell the smell of death.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it is permeating. The first reaction that I had when I smelled this was perhaps it was on me. Perhaps in the heat of battle, I'd had some terrible accident in the middle of the night.
Never know what happens in the
followed
course of a night.
Very quickly by.
You had a rich dinner.
You know, I had a house one time with one of those dry socket toilets that they have. And
sure.
I said, maybe this is something. Seriously, this is how bad it was. I said, there is some sort of sewage backup in the house that I've got to check out.
That's
and then,
strong.
What's great about me is I do have a fantastic nose for these things. And I am able to.
Oh, there are more great things about you than that.
Oh, you know what? I just realized. Mm-hmm. I talked to Carla right before the show.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to catch me in a lie. She's going to get, because I'll tell you why.
And then no dinner for you
tonight. No, here's what happened. I actually said to her, the dog, I think the dog's pooped somewhere.
Uh-huh.
She actually brought it up with me. She says, I'm taking the trash out because I think the trash is smelling horrible. I said,
what do you do in your trash?
Or it might be poo. Well, sometimes you put the doggy bags in there.
Okay, but you've never actually used the trash.
No, I've never used the trash. Get what? Is a toilet? What are you talking about?
I don't know.
He's taking advantage.
No,
he's taking full advantage of me today in my weakened condition. So what happens is I do the follow your nose thing, and I thought really seriously we might have some sort of septic tank or sewage backup. We're on sewers, so we're not on septic tanks.
Okay.
And I follow my nose, and finally I go into Catherine's bedroom.
Uh-oh.
Now, the kids are not with me this week. They're with me every other weekend, and so I am the part-time dad. And there it is. And I walk away from it. I walk away from it, and that's why Carla just called me before the show and said, I think there's something going on. I smell something horrible. I'm going to take the trash out. I said, I think it might be one of the dogs.
So you located it and then left it.
Was the door open or shut? I guess the door would have to be open.
I think the comment to Carla was, I think it's in the bedroom.
Well,
I think it's in the kids' bedroom.
You're covered.
But I looked at it, and I just didn't want to. Look, we had a lovely night.
Would it have been an easy
cleanup? No. The fact that there was
that.
I'm talking about, a separate side of the house. So I actually came out of the bedroom, and I smelled this thing, and it. Hold on a second. I got to take this phone call.
Oh, good. A tip.
Let's go to Jim in Sacramento. Hi, Jim. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm reading what you're going to say. Go ahead. Say it out loud.
Okay, very good. I just wanted to make sure you understood. If you had a choice to jump into Carla's lap or yours, would you?
He has a good point.
Bravo.
Well,
I'm putting
argued.
You on hold. You get a Mike O'Mara Show t-shirt for that one.
Well,
that
played.
Is right at the beginning of the show. That's true. I guess if I had to do an analysis, I'd feel that way. So I smell it. I look at it, and Rob, in the situation I was in this morning, at about 8 o'clock, 8 o'clock this morning, I'm not dealing with it.
Okay, how about this? Let me ask you a question.
And that's where, because he doesn't jump into my lap. Now, Bailey is at the house at that hour, too. So it's one of the two dogs, and Bailey has not been well. Bailey is not a healthy dog.
Yeah.
And so it could have been Bailey, but what it is it's not poo so much as, like, this brown liquid with stuff in it.
Say no more.
Where you can identify something bright red. I don't know if it was blood.
Dear. Oh, I can
have
tell
no
you
idea.
All
now, wait
that.
A second. You found this at 8 o'clock this morning? And how long then did you remain in the smelly part of the house before departing for the
day? I left my house at noon.
At noon. So you You lived in this aroma for 4 hours this morning.
Buzz, it was the choice I made. Anything. When I went into my bedroom and shut the door, it was, you know, you couldn't smell anything.
Oh, well.
It's basically only out on the, it's only out in the hallway.
Well, then
that's where
fine.
It's really bad. And I left it for Carl, and I'm sorry I did that, but it was just really, I would not have been at that hour after my evening.
Able.
I would not have been successfully able to clean that without probably yakety-yakking.
Now, my question is this.
Yes.
Do you think, now, I know you might think that I'm giving too much credit to a dog, but do you think there was a strategic choice in choosing the girl's bedroom? Because I know
that's
you,
the question I have, and that's
I know
for
you think that Beluga targets your dry cleaning.
Yeah, he used to do that. I think that might have been a scent issue, but I'm wondering. Both dogs seem to always poop in either Catherine's or Elizabeth's bedroom. I don't know what dog experts would say about this.
I know that we had a cocker spaniel named Pepper, and when Pepper would
Pepper,
the issue was number one.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he would always go on the rug in the bathroom, but then use his paws or nose or whatever to push the carpet or the little rug into the corner as if to be ashamed of it.
Right. Okay. So I don't know what the behavior patterns mean.
Maybe he's doing it because it's out of the way, especially if the girls are away.
I don't know. They are little used rooms, and I'll bet that's why the dogs chose those rooms instead
of any other. Are dogs seriously that smart? They're able to process that?
I think
they want your approval. And so to avoid getting disapproval from you, they'll go where they think will cause the least trouble.
Here's
the
problem.
So from now on, you got to shut that door.
The problem is I've got two pugs here. I don't know which one's at fault. And the other problem is the consistency that I looked at today. What that said to me was we were dealing with just a little bit of an illness issue.
Anyone will tell you.
It was a dog that couldn't, you know, it wasn't a normal. But I've seen normal ones in there, too, which I know is just by choice. And that really concerns me. I mean, Beluga is walked religiously by Carla. Right. Every single day, that dog is taken out on a regular basis.
On a schedule.
Every single, you know, I don't know how long. I mean, 3-4 times a day.
Anyone will tell you, though, it's easier to clean up a Slim Jim than pudding.
Yeah, so, this wasn't even pudding. This would really best be described as marmalade.
And you're sure it wasn't?
Yes. Dear.
That, you know, when you first look at it, you don't know whether it came, which end it came out.
Okay, I see.
After last night, you're sure it wasn't you?
No, I'm not. But I wouldn't wander into my kid's room. You know, right. I would actually, I would go in the suit, just like
in
the movie,
yes.
In the movie, The Right Stuff. So
that's how you sleep, right?
Are you boys ready for our little trip tomorrow?
Oh, yes,
God,
absolutely.
You have no
tomorrow
idea.
On the program, you're going to want to listen to this because Rob and Buzz and I, like three old queens, we are heading off to the grooming lounge. Now, Rob has not shaved in how many days?
I think 9 days now.
I'm
driving myself crazy.
And are you going to let them take off everything, or are you going to have a goatee or what?
I'm going to let them advise me because I really haven't changed my look per se in like 5 or 6 years.
Yes, Beth
so
Ann, could you
advice,
could you get the grooming lounge on the line for us so we can speak to the people and just to make sure that they know we're coming because I'm excited about
it. But as far as being ready, I just had my kimono steamed. So
Beth
it
Ann,
be a good morning.
I was thinking we could chat with them on the air. The fact that you called them this morning in
That's
my
nice.
Headphone is not what I wanted to hear from you, but thank you very much. I appreciate that.
And as an added carrot for the listeners, we will be bringing a digital audio
Beth Ann to the studio, please.
Oh, you see, I was afraid.
Beth Ann, please
happen.
Come to the studio.
Come in and figure out whose day you're going to ruin today.
Come on.
Spin the wheel of disappointment.
All right, I have to make a rule. You cannot use the intercom anymore. You can't. It's horrible.
How about,
but it's easier.
It's so disrupting.
It throws off timing.
What does it sound like?
It sounds horrible.
Joe, stay here. Do it. Oh, okay.
All right. Oh, good. This is excellent.
Yeah, okay.
Rob's going to demonstrate.
Well, no, Joe can do it. Joe's back
Joe,
there.
Talk in the intercom for a second.
The way Beth Ann would do it. Like if we asked a question and then you click the intercom and
this
you
shouldn't take
something.
Too long.
No. See, that's what it
Hi,
sounds
Joe.
Like.
But you see, we need to be talking about something else, and he needs
That's
to
true.
Key in at the same
okay.
time. I'll take this opportunity for Joe to interrupt me to tell you that tomorrow we will be bringing a...
Exactly.
We will be
do
bringing...
Do you see that? It is impossible to do a broadcast when that's in your ear. You can't...
You could never do television.
And here, you know what? I will have no problems with it if every time you do it, it goes on the air. Dana, do we have you have a microphone back
yeah,
there,
I can
right?
I can keep her mic up. You can
I'll just
key
come
mic
in. I won't
there.
Do it anymore.
Why not? Why don't you want to talk on a microphone back there?
Well, because you,
you
can't
seem
hear.
Hesitant.
Because you can't.
Hesitant.
You seem hesitant, Beth Ann McBride.
I wear one headset to answer the phones. I wear another headset to hear the show.
But don't you know, Beth Ann, if you're just keying in with yes or I'll call them now, then you can unkey the mic and that's it. You're clear. You're free. You're done eating for the day.
Okay. Well, we'll try it.
Let's try it right now.
Okay.
Go back to your station, please. Thank you very much,
Polk. I miss you.
Thank you, Pocahontas.
While we wait.
There's Pocahontas
there
McBride.
Say hi to John Smith.
Pocahontas and the boobs.
I love the pig.
While we're waiting for this great.
She is so McBridian today. It's fantastic.
This great development. We will be bringing a recorder with us.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
to document tomorrow's trip.
Taping the whole thing. And now that I talked to McBride, I don't need to talk to the grooming lounge. Just tell him we're coming. I think we're getting, manicures, a shave, shave and a haircut. Mm.
Two bits.
All right.
And you're getting did up.
Okay, hold on. Try it again. I don't know where to set your level. Say something else, dear.
Dear.
Hi, Rob.
Better. That's nice, isn't it?
Now, that every time you want to say something, if I'm addressing something on the show, say, I'll get right on it, or yes, no problem. Or if you want to just chime in.
Uh-huh.
I think that's a fun new development.
I like it.
We'll be on a topic, and you can just weigh in anytime you want. I think that's a really good idea, don't you, Beth Ann?
Yes.
Here she goes. Now.
I love it.
One word answers.
And you know what? That's okay, though, because that's really all we get in our heads.
Let's get a really good level. Beth Ann, tell us what you did last night.
I went home and I walked my dog, watched a little television, read a book.
What book did you read?
Marley and Me.
Summarize it for me.
It's a story about a bad dog that's really a good dog.
It's tough to get her to come out of
her
shell.
The dog.
What are your plans besides the party on the 8th for this upcoming weekend?
Going to a concert with Shondell on Saturday night. Mm-hmm.
Are you still exclusively dating just women?
There's no answer.
I know how you can make her talk.
How?
Start to tell a joke and she'll come in with the punchline.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So, too tight.
that's the punchline.
That's the punchline of Rob's joke that he's going
to
tell.
But in fairness, the listeners need to know that when she spoke into our ears instead of on the air, it was much louder and more obnoxious than what they're hearing now. They're going to think we're weak.
Obnoxious buzz.
Yeah, more like that, ladies and gentlemen.
That's what it sounded like.
That's what it was like.
All right, so we're going to the grooming lounge tomorrow. We're going to take a tape recorder with us. We are getting haircuts. We're going to get a shave, a manicure. What about a foot massage? Do they do foot massages there?
Do they do pedicures?
I'm curious. Do they do pedicures?
Yes, they do it all.
Why can't we get a pedicure?
Pedicure.
Because you only had a certain amount of time.
Yes. No, you know what? You booked this thing for us, and you said we wouldn't have enough time to get a massage. And I think you just didn't want us to have pleasure.
That's her
you
job.
You figured it out.
You're slurring. Have you been drinking, Beth Ann?
You know she has.
Hey, could you see if I could get a, I guess a pedicure takes longer than a manicure.
But they can be done while they cut your hair.
Yeah. Hey, Beth Ann, can you see if I can get a pedicure and a haircut at the same time? She hates this crap. She really does because she's going to change things.
But you want your toes to look the best for the party on the 8th.
Yeah, I don't care. My fingernails are always in very good shape.
So
I do my own nails, okay?
I
don't want polish. Rob,
I don't want
polish. Well, it's the constant picking. That's why.
I don't want polish, just a gloss.
You old queen.
A buff, perhaps?
I'd really love to get a pedicure because it's, I don't like cutting my own toenails.
I just need the cut and style. That's the main thing for me. And that's the thing
the buzz wants tended to. All right, Beth Ann, if you can, call the grooming lounge and see if maybe instead of the mani, I can get the pedi. Is that possible?
Checking now.
What was that?
She's checking.
Checking now.
Checking now. Thank you very much, Beth Ann.
What's the concert you're going to this weekend?
It's some country concert. I don't know. I just said yes.
All right. Good for you.
Maybe it's Brad Paisley.
Travis Tritt.
Could also be Kenny Chesney.
Oh, Gretchen Wilson.
Ah, that's what we thought.
Maybe it's Lyle Lovett. He's not really country, though.
No, he's folk, isn't he?
I'm playing the country game with Rob
George Spier. Jones?
Toby. You, maybe it's Toby Keith.
Maybe it's Merle Haggard.
I guess we've accepted the parameters that you can go way back.
Yes, I guess we'd have to. You're going to win
and
this.
And they can't be dead.
Well, then it's...
Maybe it's Charlie Daniels.
Maybe it's Willie Nelson.
Maybe it's the Oak Ridge Boys.
Ooh, maybe it's Alabama.
Maybe it's Martina McBride.
Maybe it's Faith Hill.
Maybe it's...
Carrie Underwood?
Did Loretta Lynn die yet?
No, still with us.
Maybe it's Loretta Lynn.
Maybe it's... Well, then Patsy Cline is out.
They have to be alive.
Yeah, that's dead. Yeah. They have to be alive. That's the rule.
Maybe, you know who it could be?
Who?
It could be that guy with the hat. The guy.
The guy with that. George Strait, are you talking about? The one that I just got?
Not him, no.
Maybe it's Clint Black.
Well, I guess you win the
Yay!
Country singer game. But
My
then,
king of the country.
King of the country.
I'm king of the country.
You were a country DJ, so you have a distinct
You were a country PD, weren't you?
I was a country program director.
Didn't you hire Bob
DJ.
White?
Bob White, that's very quickly before we go to break. Rob's gotten me on a story before we go to break.
I love the story.
It's so difficult when that happens, when we have to break for commercial. Rob's gotten me on a story. The story of Bob White.
Bob White.
I'm a program director for a country radio station. There are certain people in our listening audience that may have remembered a little station down on the eastern shore of Maryland known as Bay Country 103. It was a 103.1.
A heritage station.
I did the afternoon show, and I also was the program director for a couple of stations down there. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, you're at that level of radio, you are always looking for new hires.
Because sure.
You can't pay people a ton of money, and people always come and go.
Sure.
So it's a, and I'm a young guy, and I took this job foolishly. Didn't realize how much I would hate management when I took this job. But I got to hire, I think, the midday guy. I have to replace the midday guy. And I'm looking for anybody, and I'm getting tapes and resumes all the time. And I get this guy who comes from a beautiful music station. Mm-hmm. And in those days, I don't think those guys exist that much anymore, but in those days, the beautiful music stations
yeah.
mm-hmm. had announcers that were like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the guy's tape that I got, I'm desperate to find a guy to work there, right? So the guy's name is Bob White.
Let's say that that's his name.
I'm Bob White.
Who are you?
Bob White. And I sit there and I sit him down and he looks like Jesus. I swear to God. Oh, he's that's... got long hair and he's got a full beard and he really looks like something out of one of those Jesus paintings.
Oh, that's nice.
But he's wearing like
he's
wearing like a button down shirt. He's a strange guy, thin as a rail,
yeah.
skinny guy. And he sits down and I said, Bob, nice to see you. Now listen, I got your tape. You got a very good voice and I see you've worked at these beautiful music stations. And he's young, which was strange too, that he'd be working because usually it was old farts
sure.
that worked at the beautiful music station. Mm-hmm. And I said, Bob, I got your tape, but you have to know it's a different delivery. You know, you say Bay Country 103. That's Willie Nelson coming up about 15 minutes from now. We're gonna. That's the delivery
right,
I need
a little
from
peppier.
You. And he says, "I understand." I swear to God, he says it just like this.
So that's how
he
talks.
There was
real
a
life.
Lot of nodding. There was a lot. Like he'd look at me and I'd say, "You understand the rhythm and the way you get in and out of songs, the way you do the weather. It's all different, Bob." And Bob would go, "Uh huh." And so I get in the car coming into work. And I turn on the midday show because uh-huh. I'd come into work about 10 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
And I turn on the midday show, and this is the intro that I remember. He's reading Bay Country weather, partly cloudy today with a chance of showers in the afternoon.
Still that beautiful music.
And he
delivering.
Says, and this is how he goes into a Willie Nelson record. He goes, "And now here's Willie Nelson to sing for you." And I drive into a goddamn ditch. I'm out of my mind.
It wasn't quite.
So I mean, I go 80. I put down the accelerator. I'm getting there. I walk into the station, and I said, okay, I don't want to freak the guy out while he's on the
air.
Of
course not.
But I said, Bob, can I talk to you after your shift? And then I have to endure. Now here's more.
Oh.
This is Conway Twitty. And I'm Bob White.
Bob White.
On Bay Country 103. And that was really what that,
yeah,
I just got his real,
that was
it
was training.
It was like that.
Oh,
it was a
dear.
Very breathy delivery. Bob White.
Bob White.
Willie Nelson. And I said to him after the show, I said, Bob, you can't do this. You're sounding like, it sounds absurd. It sounds ridiculous. And we're, you know, we're fielding calls like, who the hell is this guy?
What's going on?
Who's this idiot? Bob White. Uh-huh. And next day, he goes back on the air and I hear, Bay Country weather, and I'm like, I'm driving to the station. I think I think that was it. I said goodbye. I said bye-bye to Bob White after
okay.
that.
Okay.
Here's Bob White.
Here's Mike O'Mara to fire you.
You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Coming up next, we'll have the very first segment of Buzz for the Day. And also, Rob Spiewak will be here to parent for you. For the Mike O'Mara Show, I'm Bob White.
Bob White.
We'll be right back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.